Why does a believer desire to be more holy? Why is his theme song, "More like the Master I would ever be"? Why does he agonize with a passion for Christlikeness? Well, first of all, it is an instinct that is built into him at the time of his conversion. He receives a new hatred of sin and a new love of purity. The indwelling Holy Spirit yearns within to produce a sanctified character. The new nature manifests itself in a crying for victory in the personal life. But in addition to that, there are very strong reasons why a Christian should pursue holiness, why he should resist the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. One of the worst things about sin is the dishonor it brings on the name of the Lord Jesus. The outside world is justified in associating the disciple with his master. If the disciple sins, people reproach the master and drag his name in the mud. Shameful behavior is linked in their minds with him. In 1987, when a TV preacher became involved in a sex scandal, the country's best-known atheist said, "It was just another example of why religion is a bad, ugly, nasty game." By his sins of adultery and murder, David brought endless blasphemy on the name of the Lord. 2 Samuel 12:14. Victor Jack listed four things that died when David sinned. The smile on the face of God died. The thing displeased the Lord. The peace in David's heart died. I have sinned. The stability of David's throne died. The sword shall never depart from your house. His witness before the world died. You have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Another motive for holiness is the memory of what our sins cost the Saviour. 1 Peter 2:24. No thinking believer would want to go on in that which nailed the Son of God to the cross. If the shedding of his blood was necessary to pay sin's penalty, how can his followers ever tolerate or condone iniquity? Christ's love for us should constrain us to live in purity. He loved us when we were ungodly enemies. He demonstrated his love by paying an enormous price to redeem us. He has provided everything necessary for a life of godliness. He couldn't love us more than he does. It is a miserable response to such love to go back over the bridge to our former way of life. We forget all too easily what has been called the forgotten commandment. "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Leviticus 11:44, 1 Peter 1:16. Peter leaves us in no doubt. That commandment may have been found in the Old Testament, but it matters today. God's standard of holiness is himself, and anyone who has looked carefully at his Son must admit that he is the standard. Sin breaks God's heart. Our love for Christ should make us desire to be clean vessels, fit for his use. If we really love him, we will want to please him. Sin not only breaks his law, but his heart as well, whereas holiness delights him. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. Holiness is commanded. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16, Hebrews 12:14. Sin makes other people stumble, both unbelievers and believers. When the unsaved see a Christian fall, they conclude that the gospel doesn't make a difference in a person's life after all, and they turn away.